Com, any estimate of how often you see a patient have objective progression after starting and then have an objective response?
So I think there's pseudoprogression in melanoma, and I think that's well documented. I think there's pseudoprogression in kidney cancer and some very unpredictable responses in kidney cancer. We've seen very unusual stories in kidney cancer where you stop the drug and then 6 months later the cancer disappears. I've not seen it in bladder cancer. I've not seen it in lung cancer. We've treated a lot of patients. The more common thing in lung cancer by some distance and the more common thing in bladder cancer by some distance is rapid progression of disease. And my nervousness around frontline bladder cancer, which has a license, both atezolizumab and pembrolizumab, is if you treat past progression with new liver metastasis, what you're going to find is you're going to miss the boat to get the chemotherapy in. And that chemotherapy will probably buy 6 months of life for patients. So I'm very nervous about the broadcasting of pseudoprogression and keep going, but saying I usually see pseudoprogression, I've never seen it in the 200 or 300 bladder cancer patients we've treated.
That's really interesting. I didn't really think about it because I was struck when I heard these cases. So you think maybe this is more common specifically in renal cell, Tom?
Yeah, the biology of kidney cancer and melanoma is somewhat different from the other tumor types that we're treating.
Really interesting.